Pranipatya Bhavantamataye Pashupa. Actually, I have another verse. Bhavatmaviv Vatya Chaturbir Varam Ujeshvari Vayam Ataye Bhavadiyataya Kripam Yata Maikuyatadikam Bhagankata. So, O Ujeshvari Sri Radhika, with folded hands I beg you with sweet words for this benediction. May the killer of Bakasura, Sri Krishna, heap his kindness upon me, knowing me to be yours. Srimati Radharani, I place my head at your feet and sweetly request for the supreme boon. When Radha hears this, she asked, what blessing do you want exactly? And then I answer, consider me your property. Accept me as your maidservant so that the killer of Bakasura, Sri Krishna, will inundate me with his mercy. So here is a very new concept to us. The mind is like a wild horse, and we want that Rupa Goswami gets as a strong rider on this horse of the wild mind and directs it to the right point. And the right point here is the service of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is called in this verse Bakasura because he kills Bakasura, which is the Viraras. He is strong. He is able to protect his devotees. So when Krishna sees that someone is dedicated to Radha, he is extremely merciful. See, he gives moksha to everyone who has even a slight contact with him. It could be the touch of his hand, it could be an embrace, it could be that he breaks the body of a demon. Not only Putana, but the whole family of Putana, Agasura, Bakasura got moksha just by this touch of Krishna. Now imagine Krishna sees someone who has a relationship with Radha, will he not be very mercifully inclined towards them? This is a little bit like the normal psychology. When you have a relationship to the master of the house, he will and go up to the living room. But if you have a relationship with the mistress of the house, you can go to the kitchen even. You could even look into the bedroom if you wish. So when you have a relationship to Krishna, he will allow you up to a certain point. Because Radha will not be comfortable to show herself in as she is in relationship to Krishna. If there's any person she does not know, she will be too hesitant. Perhaps it's a competitor who has come. So, but when Radha knows this is my person, then that person will have access to all the pastimes which Radha and Krishna have. So here, in this verse, Srimati Radharani is known as Urjeshwari, the presiding deity of the month of Kartik. Let me just actually finish the earlier point. And Jiva Goswami, the identity of the Vaishnavas, knowing well how Radha is so special, is I am Radha's fallen servant. This is the Buddha Shruti practice, or purification of the body and the mind. Jiva Goswami says, those whose only goal is to serve the Lord should perform Buddha Shruti, extending up to the contemplation of one's body as being that of an eternal associate of the Lord, which is useful in the attainment of the specific service of the Lord that one cherishes. This type of Buddha Shruti is recommended because it is favorable to one's devotion. So we don't think I'm a Russian, I'm a Moscow person, I'm black or white or German or Jewish or whatever. We think I'm the servant of Radharani, who's so dear to Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so happy about this. He sings, I have given up my identity with the material body and everything connected it, and with it. And by Krishna's mercy, I am now in Braj. This is the month of Urjeshwari Radha. We all know how Krishna was bound by his mother Yashoda. It's there on our altar. But there is a verse in the Bhavishya Purana which says how he was bound by Radha. It is he had an appointment with Radharani and in the month of Kartik, but Krishna could not meet his beloved Radharani in the Kunja on time. So when finally he came, I don't really remember where he came from, but when he finally entered the Kunja, Radharani frowned her eyebrows out of loving anger and said to Krishna, you are always late and we never know where you are. I think you need to be corrected. And so she took a golden girdle, a belt, which she herself had worn, and she immediately bound Krishna and to a pole. And only after chastising Krishna some more did she let him go. So just see the difference. When Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna, it was a huge effort. It took a long, long time, and Mother Yashoda could not immediately bind Krishna. The rope was always 2 centimeters or 2 finger breadth too short, but Radharani just took her belt, bound him, and released him also. So that shows how she is the Ishwari of this month. And so the main point is here. May Krishna be more pleased with me, knowing me to be your servant, Radharani. So when Krishna serves Radha, may Krishna be pleased. So this is how we introduce ourselves, especially here in this area. We introduce ourselves. I am the guest of Radharani and I am her servant, and Krishna is the most beloved of Radha, and he will be most satisfied when I'm his, when I introduce myself as the servant of his devotee. Like Krishna says, someone who says, I'm directly your devotee, is not your devotee, it's not my devotee, but someone who says, I'm the devotee of my devotee. So, Srimati Radharani ki jai.